29 years ago, I was asking that very same question and actually thought that my destiny was going to play out very smoothly. But that question continued to haunt me even through the college as I contemplated the idea of going into the ministry. You know, for the students that are graduating from high school and college, this is an intense time of looking at your values and dreams and what it is that drives you. You know, I recently came across some sobering statistics about what is going on in the mind of a typical college freshman. What is essential for life? You know, an extensive survey conducted by the Higher Education Research Institute found that almost 86% of college freshmen say it is essential to get rich. You know, that is 43% increase over what the typical college freshman thought in 1967. As for developing a meaningful philosophy of life, only 45% found it to be of any real worth. I mean, that's a 29% drop. We'll put this up on the screen, but according to Pew Research, 18 to 25-year-olds listed the following as their top life goal. Be rich, 81%. Be famous, 51%. Help people who need help, 30%. Be leaders in their community, 22%. Become more spiritual, 10%. You know, but thinking about this whole idea of what is my life's purpose, I mean, it's interesting that in the sermon series called God Questions, that is the number one question that more people would ask God was basically, what is your purpose for my life? I mean, I keep thinking about the Purpose-Driven Life book. You know, but let's use that for example. You know, Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, has sold 25 million copies. It is the best-selling hardback book in American history. Time magazine, they wrote, "Movie stars and political leaders aren't the only ones turning to Rick Warren for spiritual guidance. Millions of people from NFL to LPGA players, to corporate executives, to high school students, to prison inmates, meet regularly to discuss the purpose-driven life." But listen, this is not an endorsement or a commercial for Rick Warren or his book. The point is, this is a huge question that nags at every one of us at some point in our lives. Dear God, what do you want me to do with my life? You know, I want to show you something in the book of Deuteronomy that I find rather fascinating. So I want everybody to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10, and we're going to look at verses 10 and 11. And that's page 133 if you're using a Bible that's provided for you there. But it is the fifth book of the Bible. And Deuteronomy is like a recap of everything that happened with the Israelites under the leadership of Moses. It is also maybe a review of the law of Moses. Well, here's what's happening. Moses is reminding all the Israelites of the time that he went up on Mount Sinai and got the Ten Commandments. But while he was up there, God tells him, hey, you better head back down the mountain because my people are really acting stupid. So Moses gets down the mountain, and sure enough, they are going off the deep end. I mean, they've made this golden calf, and they're worshiping it, and they're acting like they have no sense at all. And Moses, he takes the two stone tablets and he throws them down and they bust into pieces. I mean, he burns the golden calf and throws the ashes in the river and begs God not to destroy all the people. He then goes back up the mountain to get a second copy of the Ten Commandments. And look at Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting verse 10 there. "Now I had stayed on the mountain 40 days and nights, as I did this first time. And the Lord listened to me at this time also. It was not his will to destroy you. Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." Now I want you to notice this phrase. "It was not his will to destroy you." See, the word will is a fairly common word in the Hebrew language. It's pronounced Abba, Abba. And it was used something like 50 times in the Old Testament, and it means to be willing, to consent. But I found that the very first definition, which is a literal